The Coach Les Show continues now on SB Nation Radio.
Welcome back to the Coach Les Show, live from the LATX studios, SB Nation Radio. Hey, don't forget, I am sending out gifts. Do you want free gifts? I got free gifts for you. Every time I send out that text, you make sure you send in where you live, and I'll get that out to you. Don't want to come to your house. I just need to send you the gift. That's all it is. Just got to send it out to you. Hey, and you can also give us a call on the hotline, 1-800-777-2907. College football. College football, dude, next week is the real top 10, top 25. You want to be in the top four. But it's so many good matchups coming up this weekend that it's ridiculous. I think it's a game. I think Washington even plays today. And Washington, they lost. Here's the thing with the teams in the Pac-12. When one of those guys lose, it seems as if they just pushed them out of the top 10. They just completely pushed out. But when you have teams from the Big Ten, some of those other conferences losing, they still stay in there. Ohio State has now moved up to number 6, which to me, I can tell you right now, I think Ohio State's going to beat Penn State and Michigan. I also think that Michigan this weekend is going to beat Penn State. Now, that's just, and I want people to hear what I said. I said, I think. So that way you can't say, I said they were going to win. I said, I think they're going to win. Right now, though, I got my man, Jeff Hauser. He's a writer for SB Nation. He covers the CU bus, but he also covers the NCAA. What's going on, Jeff?
Hey, what's going on? Good to be on with you.
Good, man, good. I don't know if you just heard me. I just finished saying how I know, I think that Ohio State's going to beat Michigan and Penn State, and also that Michigan's going to beat Penn State this weekend. I'm sure we're going to disagree on that, but you go right ahead.
Anything can happen. Anything can happen from here on out in almost the last month of the college football season. Ohio State's sitting kind of on the outside looking in with that non-conference loss, rather, to Oklahoma. And at the time, everybody thought that they were out of the picture and that they were going to really take a couple steps back. But now, I mean, it all relies on what happens this weekend against number 2 Penn State. That this is a litmus test not only for what this Ohio State team is, for JT Barrett. A lot rides on this, because when you look at the rest of their schedule, there's not a whole lot that happens all the way up until the end of the season when they play Michigan. And even so, Michigan sitting at number 19, for everything that they've done this season, you can almost say that Michigan, even with one loss, even if they do everything right from here on out, they have to really make a case of why, if they are contending for a championship, which I don't even think it will get that far, because when you look at Michigan's schedule, it's going to be very, very, very interesting to see how Penn State does everything. But I'll get back to that. But then you look at Michigan's schedule, they've got Penn State, they have Wisconsin, and they have Ohio State. They have to beat all three, and if they can beat all three and be the team in the Big Ten that still is remaining with one loss, then they're going to talk about playoffs, but they have a long road to get there.
You know, I'm looking at the top five, the AP and the coaches poll, and I'm not trying to hate, but I don't see Wisconsin as being that stronger team. And when you look at the rest of the Big Ten teams,
well, you got to take into account Wisconsin is sitting in a very nice position as it stands right now, because what Wisconsin has going for them is they're on the outside looking in. But the only team left on their schedule that they play that is worth a value is Michigan. So they don't have to play really the elite teams that are out there. They, you know, there is no Penn State. But, yes, they may meet them in a championship, but it's not there. So it all depends on what happens in the Big Ten. But a lot of football is left to play, and I think that for Wisconsin, they kind of control their own destiny of having the easiest schedule amongst Big Ten teams. And for 1 through 4, Alabama's season, we really thought was going to be kind of the staple of what their hallmark win was going to be in week 1 against Florida State. Florida State's falling apart, which really sinks their strength of schedule. Maybe Auburn can catch them in the Iron Bowl at the end of the year. Maybe not. It all remains to be seen, but they're kind of cakewalking at this point. Maybe LSU could get them as well. Everything is up in the air. Now, Penn State kind of has a tough road. I mean, because as it stands right now, they're going to play Michigan, and then they play Ohio State, which Ohio State is going to be having a bye week this week, and then they get to play Penn State next week. So right back-to-back games shows us exactly what the Penn State team is going to do. What Shaquan Barkley, is he a for real Heisman candidate? All those question marks are going to be answered in the next 2 weeks against Michigan and Ohio State, and then even Michigan State, all three ranked teams back-to-back-to-back for Penn State. So they have a really tough schedule. If they can withstand it and stay undefeated, they're going to stay in that conversation. Now, Georgia, the interesting thing about Georgia at number three is they are more than likely at this point to have Alabama at the end of the year. And this is a very hot Georgia team who could stay undefeated. There's the kind of if and or but about that situation is they still have Auburn. They still have to travel for that game. And then they have Georgia Tech, who is no walkover at the end of the season. So Georgia kind of has a not really tough schedule, but a difficult schedule to say what could happen. The surprise out of the four, to me, is TCU. And what could happen with them in the Big 12 with the self-denoted extra championship game that the Big 12 has thrown on themselves? Anything can happen in that situation. It could be Oklahoma, could be Oklahoma State. Those are the two front runners as of right now. But TCU also plays Oklahoma coming up in 3 weeks. 4 weeks. So anything can happen in a short amount of time and will.
Okay. Well, I just got a message here, Jeff. The message just asked, what's going on with the Pac-12? All of those teams are out of the top 10. Last year, all of those teams looked like they were dominant. They were ready to go, especially USC. What would you say to that?
Well, I think when you look at the Pac-12, a couple teams that stick out. I mean, Washington definitely had a tough loss this past week to a very, what I would say, not so dominant, but had a hot streak in Arizona State. I think that they took advantage of what was going on there. And you look at USC. Everyone thought that USC was going to be the runaway team in the Pac-12. And they have a very tough matchup with Notre Dame, 11 versus 13 in South Bend. It's going to be a very interesting game, to say the least, to see how this is kind of a litmus test for them, because earlier in the season, we had a Texas matchup with them, and Texas took them toe-for-toe and almost to overtime. And even so, they came out and prevailed. But the one loss is on their schedule, and it will kind of remain a blemish, is Washington State. If Washington State, who also lost this past weekend to Cal in a 37-3 beatdown, I mean, the Pac-12 kind of crumbled this weekend because you had Washington up front, who made it to the college football playoff last year, lost to Alabama. A lot of high hopes for them, and Chris Peterson and Jake Browning and Dante Pettis, and everything kind of didn't come into their equation. I mean, they didn't think they would suffer a loss, but now every Pac-12 team has a loss, and you're looking at this saying, well, they could sneak in as a one loss, but then you look at all the undefeateds in front of them, or what could be. I mean, if Alabama stays undefeated, if Penn State stays undefeated, if Georgia somehow stays undefeated and plays Alabama for the SEC championship, I could see the committee swinging that direction. If it's a very close game, I could definitely see Alabama, Georgia both making the playoff with one of them having a loss. And then to have TCU still undefeated, everything relies on that game with Oklahoma. Oklahoma already has suffered a loss, but then to throw that back in there, if TCU suffers a loss, then it's up for grabs at that point, because you have two conferences, all teams have a loss, and if you have three conferences with undefeateds, then of course, then everything's up for grabs for that fourth spot. So it all remains to be seen how we're going to be approaching early December and how the playoff is going to be shaped.
Okay, cool. Hey, Jeff, tell everybody how they can read what you write.
I'll definitely go to SBNation.com. I'm a contributing writer for the Ralphie Report. Definitely check us out. We have great content over at the Ralphie Report, and shout out to all my colleagues over there. Sam, Jack, John, Anthony, we're all great, even Cam. But yeah, we do great things. You can follow me at Radio Hauser, or you can catch us at Ralphie Report.
Okay, one more. We press for time, but one more real quick question. Who do you see right now as your favorite for the Heisman?
Very, very tough. I think Saquon Barkley has it. If he can remain steady these next 3 weeks and give a case on against back-to-back-to-back ranked teams, if he can get at least 100 yards, contribute, and look good in those games, he's going to be my runaway. But then do not count out Bryce Love, the running back from Stanford. I think he's done some great things, and it could be a toss-up. I mean, it really could between two running backs. Who are very the both of them are very dominant. I think that both of them are very, very much going to watch. But hey,
okay,
a lot of football left to play. But they're my early favorites.
All right, cool. Hey, Jeff, man, as always, thanks for coming on and giving me some of your knowledge.
As always, thank you for having me.
No problem. That's Jeff Hauser, writer for SB Nation. He covers the Buffs, Ralphie Report. You know, it's interesting. He has a pick. He has a pick to pick out the Heisman winner. Here's the problem with Love.
He has a vote.
Yeah, I'm sorry, he has a vote. Oh, I'm sorry, I said pick. He has a vote. Here's the thing with Love. Love is going to run into the exact same problem that you had with Christian McCaffrey. He plays where people don't watch that late at night. That's going to be his only problem. Yep. He's going to run into the exact same problem. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. The Coach Les Show. We're live from the LATX studios, SB Nation Radio.